Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. It's hard to remember any occasion when so many bundles of cash were filmed at any one place. What we've seen in the last 24 hours is unreal. Just look at that. Look at that on your screens over here. Gold and cash, bundle after bundle after bundle. Look at that image on the left. It's absolutely unreal. So, massive cash and gold and forex, apparently forex as well, recoveries from the home of Arpita Mukherjee, the aide of Partho Chatterjee, who, till he was sacked a few hours back, was one of Mamata Banerjee's most senior leaders, one of her most trusted aides. Today, the Trinamool may try to distance themselves from Mr. Chatterjee, but many would say that Mamata's arguments that she's being selectively targeted lie flat and that her image as a national leader lies sullied. On the show tonight, money, model and mantri, Mamata's cash mountain of trouble. Is distancing herself from Partho Chatterjee enough to save Mamata's image and her reputation? Joining us now, Saket Gokhale, national spokesperson of the Trinamool Congress, Ajay Kumar of the Congress, Shekhar Mukherjee, the senior journalist, Chandra Kumar Bose, and we're also joined by Bhaskar Ghosh, the BJP leader. We'll be joined by Fawad Haleem of the CPM in a little while from now. Saket, let me come to you first. Does anybody in the Trinamool Congress have any idea how this volume of money came into the residence of Arpita Mukherjee?
Vishnu, how are we supposed to know when the ED itself doesn't know how the money came there?
The ED is investigating. This person... No, Saket, it's a basic question and I'll tell you why. And it's a question I think you, more than anybody else, are best placed to answer. You have lived many years of your life as an anti-corruption crusader. Now, in your own political party, when you see money of this sort, I think it does, you know, it does, the question needs to be asked. Did the Trinamool have no idea that their senior, one of their senior most leaders was possibly up to no good?
No, we did not, honestly. Because, see, first of all, Vishnu, the money has been found at the home of somebody called Arpita Mukherjee.
Who's his aide?
Who's a lady? She's neither a member of
aide?
The Trinamool Congress.
Who's his aide?
Sorry?
Who's his aide? Who's Partho Chatterjee's aide? They work together.
Again, she's not a government servant. She's not a member of the Trinamool Congress. What their equation is best known to both of them. Okay? Despite that, today, the Chief Minister of West Bengal took a firm decision. We are also shocked to see this immense amount of money. We are as shocked as everybody is, which is why within 5 days of this coming to light, he has not only been divested of all his portfolios, he has also been expelled from all the positions that he holds in the party. Now it is for the ED to investigate. In fact, we are demanding that the ED investigate this case. They don't put it on the back burner. They investigate this in a time-bound manner. And if he is guilty, no matter who the person is, if somebody is found guilty, they should be punished. We as a party, unlike other parties, have shown zero tolerance. I heard on the show earlier that you were saying, you know, he's considered to be extremely senior in the party and close to the leadership. Even then, he wasn't spared the axe. So in this party, regardless of whether it's Saket Gokhale, whether it's Partho Chatterjee, whether it's anybody else, if you have been found in any way under a cloud of suspicion, you will have to go out, explain yourself, prove yourself. Until then, you have nothing to do with the Trinamool Congress.
Bhaskar Ghosh, is that answer satisfactory or do more questions need to be asked about Mamata Banerjee directly? This sullies her image as a national leader, not just as a Bengal leader, some would say.
Vishnu, I raise my hand so that we have limited time and we should not waste our time on the prevarications what our TMC, Mr. Gokhale, is giving. You're rightly choosing the headline today or the caption, Money, Model and Mantri. It was Ma Mati Manush, MMM. Now the Ma Mati Manush has become Money, Model and Mantri. This is exactly the model which has been set up by Mamata Banerjee throughout Bengal for the last 11 years. That there is a corruption, there is a rampant corruption, there is a syndications, and now what Mr. Gokhale says, that this is another attempt to hush up the corruptions and showing that there is no link between Arpita Mukherjee and Partho Chattopadhyay. Perhaps he's not updated. Today's newspaper, any news line, She has already accepted that.
No, but you know, let me just ask Saket Gokhale this question. Saket, this is half a second, sir.
It's a truth. It's a naked truth today.
No, but isn't it also true? There are BJP leaders who have apparently tweeted images of Arpita Mukherjee sitting on a stage at a Trinamool event and being questioned by Mamata Banerjee over it. So is it enough to suggest that Mamata Banerjee didn't even know who she is? Today you're saying that she's not part of the Trinamool, fine. But the fact is there was an acquaintance.
This is ridiculous. You know, I mean, recently Pamela Mukherjee, who was accused of cocaine possession, was arrested for that, was seen in the presence of President-elect Draupadi Murmu. We have seen Prime Minister's pictures with Nirav Modi and a whole lot of other people. Look, the Chief Minister goes to many Durga.
It is not a picture. It has been accepted.
And it's not interrupting when you're talking.
We are not here to listen to prevarication.
No, Mr. Ghosh, one second. Let him answer and then you answer after that. Saket, finish your point. Go ahead.
The BJP's desperation. I mean, I heard this so-called spokesperson a while ago talk about Bengal as being a hotbed of corruption. I mean, these are the people who took in Suvendu Adhikari and stopped all investigation against him in the Sarda scam. With what mouth is the BJP asking questions to anybody?
All right. Mr. Ghosh, why don't you answer that question?
First of all,
the point that Saket mentioned, and I was going to come to that next, is that on the double standards of the BJP, on the one hand, you are accusing the Trinamool of being corrupt, but on the other hand, leaders from the Trinamool who've crossed over to the BJP, Shuvendu Adhikari, for example, cases against him are apparently not being pursued at all.
Let me answer it in a very, very fact in the legal framework. Shuvendu Adhikari has got the protection from the High Court that until there is a strong evidence against him, he cannot be even arrested. Had anyone seen Shuvendu Adhikari's home is totally laden with the gold and silver and the cash. Is there any findings? Let the entire government, how are you anticipating a Shuvendu Adhikari? Did any FIR against Shuvendu Adhikari have been proved till yet in the court of law? No. Did anyone has given
proof only to investigate
the evidence? The Shuvendu
investigate it. How would it get proved in court?
This kind of public money stashed away in his home. This no. Is the most so you cannot trust Shuvendu ever with anyone else.
He's saying that it has never been
Mother
proven.
Mother Mitra is FIR. Your most of your cabinet is FIR. Your Kunal Ghosh is FIR. Well, can you show me one instance
from the High Court? Let me ask you a question. Sorry, Vishnu, I have a question here for the BJP spokesperson. If he's saying that Suvendu is not being investigated because no cash has been found in his house, then please tell me what cash have they found in Rahul Gandhi's house? What cash have they found in Abhishek Banerjee's house?
Mr. Ghosh, respond to that.
I can't get this because no cash has been found. I said no evidence against Suvendu. Anyone could bring an evidence.
You're not investigating. If you don't investigate,
part of Chatterjee's investigation at the instruction of the court, not an instruction
has
of the government.
Has the court told you not to investigate? Has the court told you not to investigate? They've told you not to arrest. They haven't stopped you from investigating.
First of all, Shuvendu Adhikari's case is no case here because there is no instruction from the court. This particular investigation of ED is going under the supervision of the court, not under the instigation of the BJP government.
Wait, ED, ED needs court orders to investigate. Did the ED order an investigation against Rahul Gandhi? Did the ED order an investigation against... Did the court order an investigation against Abhishek Banerjee?
Yesterday, Supreme Court has given a very clear verdict about the power of ED. Please read the verdict and then come and talk.
So then why is the ED waiting for the court?
Why is it not the court's permission?
Is that somebody is even talking about?
When your cabinet minister is exposed, you're trying to digress the entire discussion by showing another example,
Saket,
finish your point, yes?
Sorry, I just want to say, Vishnu, on one side, this gentleman is saying that these are court-monitored inquiries. On the other side, he's saying that Shuvendu Adhikari is not being investigated. Court has said not to arrest. My simple question is, in Maharashtra, MLAs who had ED cases against them alive with the BJP, cases stopped. Ajit Pawar takes an oath with Devendra Fadnavis in the morning, all cases dropped. Shuvendu Adhikari, no investigation. Yedurappa, no investigation. Himanta Biswa Sarma joins the BJP, no investigation against him. What is this washing machine then?
Mr. Ghosh, would you like to respond to that quickly before I go?
Of course. Of course, any citizen of this country has got liberty to the court and fine and PIL and get the investigation on a real.
No, but Mr. Ghosh, the point that Saket is mentioning is correct. Statistically, if you look at the number of BJP leaders who have serious charges and who are not being investigated, it's much, much more than opposition leaders who face the anger of the ED or other investigating agencies.
That's what
there
I'm
must
saying.
Be at least if two to three times as many leaders in the opposition who are being actively investigated.
See, that's what I'm telling you. That if, suppose for the reason's sake, if I believe that, okay, BJP, as they have joined BJP, we are not investigating. They can go to the court, get investigating.
All right, okay, fine. Let's move on. Let's move on to some other points.
We are making ED will, no, sorry. What he's saying is, ED will investigate only the opposition. If you want action against BJP, go and file a PIL.
All right, okay, one second. Shikha Mukherjee, how does this affect the public image of Mamata Banerjee? This is a leader who has always said that she is simple, she dresses simply, and she gives an image of being LIP, least important person. I think that's what she has referred to herself as. That's not going to fly in terms of public perception.
No, I mean, look at it this way. Mamata Banerjee took 6 days between the time that Partha Chatterjee was arrested to today to decide how she is going to limit the damage that has been done. And that's the perception factor. So here it is. She waits 6 days and then she announces he's out of the cabinet. He's suspended from the party. So she has come down heavily in 1 day, within hours. She has come to a conclusion that he is currently, as he's being investigated, he's currently a huge liability.
No, but from which but party my question to you is, what does this do to the image of Mamata Banerjee nationally?
That's precisely the point. That she by distancing herself and by distancing her party,
okay,
she is trying to limit the damage.
And has she been successful in doing so? Do you believe she will be successful in doing so?
That cannot be assessed in a matter of 2 hours. But the fact that she had to do this damage limitation, that is important.
Dr. Ajay Kumar, at a time when in this country opposition unity, you know, is missing entirely. I know the Congress has differences, massive ones with the Trinamool Congress, but when a senior opposition leader finds leaders in her party in the midst of such a corruption case, does that not hurt the overall battle of the opposition in this country?
So, Vishnu, a couple of points. One is, I heard Saket speaking, and the issue in Bengal, especially with Partha Chatterjee, is the SSC scam and the recruitment scam. Now, my fear is that it's not limited to the political aspect of it. Because everybody in recruitment means all the civil servants involved in it. Because it's not one fish is eating the, you know, one big fish is eating the, or creating the scam. So that means across the, so my fear, and Saket, please take it in a positive way, is that my fear is that, is everybody involved? Because I've been an ex-civil servant. The question is a recruitment, something like recruitment. You can understand if there are deals being made for a contract or something where there are no limited people. But in a recruitment, you are having right from the advertisement to the people interviewing to the secretaries and everybody else. Now, if that is the proceeds of this corruption, then there is a serious issue for the TMC to understand. Now, not casting aspersions on Mamata Banerjee personally, but how the TMC is functioning for them to say. The other aspect, I think, is see, look, the opposition unity, how does it impact? It's for all of us to realize a very fundamental question. If 100 crores are being transacted by BJP MPs to become ministers, right, that doesn't seem to say, so why would, that doesn't seem to impact the Apna Dal in terms of, why doesn't the question ask that, why aren't you impacting the Apna Dal, why aren't you impacting the other
allies? Dr. Kumar, let me ask you a very basic question, since you know you have a background as a bureaucrat in the past, for a alleged crime involving jobs, right, for cash, which is what the primary allegation in Bengal presently is, would there be this volume, 29 crores in cash plus 5 kilos in gold, apparently forex and a lot more, would it generate something as much as this? Bengal is a relatively poor state. In cash, this amount, it seems ludicrous. Does this not point to something larger?
The question again is whether it's the proceeds of the crime for the corruption for this incident only, or is it over a period of time for transfer postings and all this, is what scares me in Bengal. And what scares me, because, see, I look at it from suppose you're giving a contract, and this just indulge me for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
If it's manipulation of contracts and you give it to your crony capitalists and all that, it's a big game, it's a mega 1,000 crore game, but limited people. But something like a recruitment scam involves a lot of people in the bureaucracy and the chain. That is what scares me, you know. That means, is it something which TMC needs to, is it something they're institutionalized? They need to answer that question. The other question is, every opposition party,
I'll come to you in half a second.
Why I'm raising it as a concern is, it's something which, when I saw the numbers and when I was relating it, it scared me because, Is it the bureaucracy involved so deeply in it that, you know, you could... Is it something which is larger?
Right. Is this something that's systemic? All right, Saket had a point to make. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, no, very respectfully, I would like to ask Dr. Ajoy, who's been in the Congress and who has been a civil servant, you know, it's very easy now for the Congress to pontificate, but very funnily, when something as immense as the Commonwealth Games scam happened, they got rid of Suresh Kalmadi. Did the UPA government make an effort to find out if any bureaucrats were involved?
Mr. Kumar, let him make his point. Yeah, go ahead, Saket.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You see, that's the funny thing about the reason, you know, when you talk about opposition unity, etc., the reason nothing has an effect on opposition unity is because Congress is never a part of it. You know, this is the same party that yesterday, when the entire parliament is protesting over price rise, they're concerned about the Gandhis being called by the ED. So the ED is malicious when it comes to Congress, but the ED is doing its job perfectly when it comes to other parties. This is the reason the Congress party is where it finds itself.
That argument can be used with the Trinamool as well. When the ED targets your leaders, then it's not okay. Or when the ED questions your leaders, it's not okay.
All right, one moment,
both of you. Fuad Haleem, let me come to you first. Mr. Haleem, politically in Bengal, do you believe this is a big enough scandal to see the Trinamool Congress in its present avatar unraveling somewhat?
Well, it's very clear that the Bharatiya Janata Party Trinamool Bonohomi over this incident is spilling out from all sides. First thing you have to keep in mind, Begani Shadi mein Abdullah Diwana, Bharatiya Janata Party did not take this case to court. They're not fighting it in court. Number two, 500 days, the young students who have been what you call selected, should have been selected on merit on the road. The BJP did not visit them. Number three, they have several MLAs in the assembly. The BJP assembly team did not raise this issue in the West Bengal assembly. They have several MPs. They did not raise this issue in the Lok Sabha. Now, Jagdeep Dhankar, Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Mamata Banerjee had a meeting about 10 days ago. And we know that Mamata Banerjee had promised over there that she will not vote against Jagdeep Dhankar, the vice presidential candidate of the BJP. And there were deals that were struck. This is the spillover from that deal. She's seeking an appointment for Narendra Modi in August already. And we know that this corruption has exposed the Trinamool Congress with their hand in the till. Everybody from top to bottom is there. Let me remind you that on the 4th of February 2021, Rajiv Bandyopadhyay, a minister in the Mamata cabinet, was threatened by the minister, chief minister herself, with an investigation involving the job recruitment in his department because he had departed from the TMC and joined the BJP. Today, he has returned back to the TMC. The chief minister herself had promised to the people of West Bengal that this will be taken up and investigated. What is the status of that investigation? So it's very clear, if you are with the TMC, all crimes are you are absolved of. If you are with the BJP, all your crimes are absolved if the BJP is in power. The question is, the common man is getting cut off.
All right,
from this
let me meet Chandra Bose for a quick reaction to that. And Saket, you'll have the last word. It's only fair. But Chandra Bose, the point he mentioned is that the BJP and the Trinamool are somehow working together. It's a fixed match, that there'll be meetings between Mamata and the Prime Minister in the future, and that this will all be sorted out. There is no, the BJP isn't really pursuing this beyond a certain point.
Mr. Haleem, I will tell you this, Vishnu. Problem here is...
Saket, 1 second. Let Chandra Bose answer. You'll have the last word, since I need to balance
him.
But let
Mr.
Bose also speak.
The larger issue that corruption with the political fraternity, this has been there since independence. The first scam of independent India was the INA treasure loot scam. Now, we have only observed that these kind of corruption and scams have been on the increase. Now,
no,
whether
but, sir, is
that
the point mentioned by Fuad Haleem was
yes.
is whether the BJP and Mamata were sort of coming together because Mamata has no option but to work with the BJP to get out of the mess that she's in.
Well, that the time would tell. But
you aren't denying
it is not fair. It is not fair to, at this stage, say that there is some kind of arrangement with the BJP and Trinamool. Let us observe. But I would like to state that today, what, you know, this corruption is not party-centric or candidate-centric or MP-centric. It cuts across all political parties. And it is also there at the center. We
the
have
BJP
seen
as well,
successive
sir?
Governments at the center get deeply involved in corruption charges.
Okay.
So today, West Bengal, we have this, ED has revealed this, but I only feel that ED would take this case to its logical conclusion.
All right, let's see
happens.
Whether the ED actually does that. Saket, last word to you, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Is this a match fixed because Mamata has no choice? That's what Fawzaleem suggested.
I thought the most hilarious, but again, this is the Communist Party of India. They're probably going to dig out some Russian Pravda from the 60s, claiming the moon landing never happened, the world is flat.
No, but we don't really
take Communist Party very seriously. At the end of the day, today, the CPM was reduced
Vishnu,
to...
Vishnu, just ask him about Narda, Sharda, now, SSC scam.
I did not interrupt you. Do not interrupt. This is not...
You know,
sorry,
Narda,
doctor.
Sharda and all the scams you continue to do it.
A civil servant, yeah?
Look at the courage you have to come on TV and claim to be honest.
What I'm saying.
Narda scam, Sharda scam, you know, the TMC meeting in Darjeeling, everybody knows. And you come on the TV channel and start, you know, giving pious statements.
I mean,
grow up, yeah?
Sorry, sir, you're...
Grow up.
Right up
Narda, Sharda, 50 crores of cash with your thing about your most closest ministers. And you have the audience.
All right, look, both of you, I've run out of time and I apologize that I think, once again, everybody settle down. We need to discuss this again. But I think that's just an example of opposition unity in the country at this stage. We'll leave it at that. A couple of comments which have come in on coup. Nikita writes in, Partha used Arpita as a mini bank. Jeet says if anyone is found guilty, he or she must be punished. Absolutely. Let's see how far the investigation goes. We'll take a short break. More coming up.